What's up, everybody? It's Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Today, I'm going to get into some of the deep doctrines of marketing with you. I hope you don't mind. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to go play inside of the value ladder.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, so I know you guys have heard me talk a lot about value ladder over the years and over the decades. If you read the .com Secrets book, I talk about it in, I think if I talk about it in all the books somewhere, but it's like the core foundation of how all these things work. So I'll give you the quick 30-second synopsis. Value ladder is, if you have a business and you sell a product, then you're just a product, not an actual business. A business is tied to like a result you're getting for somebody, right? So like my overarching goal is to help entrepreneurs and small businesses to grow their companies with funnels, right? And so how do I do that? Well, there's a lot of ways. Like, yes, ClickFunnels is a software tool that helps them to do that, but that's one tier of the value ladder. We also have books that I write, which is another tier. We also have coaching programs and masterminds, and there's a whole bunch of stuff that happens, right? And so a business is not just like a product. A business is, here's this result I get for the certain type of person, and then you're, and then all the products inside of that, that's it, like that's like your actual business, right? And then if you think about it, like ideally in a perfect world, if I really wanted to reach my goal of like helping a business owner to have success with funnels, the best thing I could possibly do for them is to go and just build their funnel form, right? Build it, launch it, and just give it to them. Like, here, it's done. Money's coming in. The problem is like for me to do that, it'd be super crazy expensive. Like, you know, I think every funnel we've launched in the last, I don't know, few years has always hit two comma clubs. So it's like 100% guarantee of two comma club success. So it's like, how much do I charge you if I guarantee your funnel's gonna make you $1 million? Like, well, if I did it myself, I would just keep the $1 million. So that's why I don't, by the way, why I don't do it for other people anymore, because it's like I can just do it and keep all the money. But you know, what would I have to charge you? $250,000, $100,000, $500,000 plus royalty? Because, yeah, like it would be insane, right? So if I walked up to you and said, look, I can serve you at the highest level, but it's going to cost $500,000 plus 50% of your business. Like most people look at me like, you're insane, Russell. No. Now, some of you guys who are listening would be like, yes, I'm in. Here's where do I wire the money, right? Because you're in, because you know, because I've already provided value up to this point where you know that I know what I'm talking about. You know I can actually help. And so you'd be willing to do that. But for the average Joe off the street, if I pitched them that, they'd think I was insane, like clinically insane. Like, you look like you're 11. There's no way I'm giving you any amount of money, especially not $500,000 to build a funnel for me, right? And you still keep, and you get half of it? Like, no. And so that's why the value ladder comes in point. Like the value ladder, typically at the bottom of the value ladder is you give them something that's small, that has that gives somebody value, but doesn't cost them a lot, right? It's like for me, I have my free books. You go read the .com Secrets book or Expert or Traffic Secrets. You get the book. It's free plus shipping. You're like, worst case, I lose $10. Best case, I learn something cool. You buy the book, you read it, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I got value from this thing. This is amazing. I want more. And then you naturally want more. So you send it to the next tier of the value. Like, what else does Russell have? Oh, there's a $1,000 course. Oh, boom, there's a software. Oh, there's an event. Oh, and you start moving up the value ladder. And as humans, as long as we continue to get value, we'll keep ascending up. Until somebody either stops selling to you or they offend you. So that's kind of a quick synopsis of what a value ladder is, right? So I want to dive deeper into the thoughts, because I think as I've coached multiple hundreds of entrepreneurs, especially people in my inner circle who I had a chance to work the closest with, most of them didn't have a value ladder. They thought they did until I asked them this question. I said, do you have a value ladder or do you have a value maze? And everyone's like, yep, I got a value maze. There's like a million offers, and they go all over the place, and most of our customers are confused. They don't know where they're supposed to go, where they send to, because there's this and that. Like, and I've had that problem for years, all the time, and I've been trying, you know, multiple times over the last year to get better and better at like defining my value ladder, simplifying it, making it like right now our value ladder is really simple. Like, we sell books, right? Somebody gets a book. From there, we try to send them up to the one funnel away challenge, which is like $100. That's the next tier of the value ladder. From there, we try to get people into ClickFunnels. So we have, there's different levels, $1,000 or, you know, $97 a month or whatever. But getting someone into the ClickFunnels uses the software. And inside of there, there's the different tiers. So there's like the $97 a month level, and there's a $297 a month level, and there's the $1,500 a month level, which is soon jumping up to a lot higher than that. But the tiers inside of it, right? And so in the past, I would have those, but then like we'd push a bunch of traffic and sales, and something would happen, we'd make a bunch of sales at that tier, and then like it would just kind of dwindle, and like, oh, we go to the next tier, and we're bouncing from thing to thing to thing. You probably noticed that for me. I've got some ADD because I'm like trying to do these different things. And it's like, okay, we need to build the coaching programs. We run to that tier and we do promotion. We drive traffic. We do stuff and we fill that up. And they're like, okay, oh, this thing's hurting over here. So we run back over here and we start buying ads and doing things and building up here. And it's going back and forth and back and forth, you know. And so that's been kind of the hamster wheel I've been on. It's like juggling all the tiers of the value ladder. And how do you keep them up? Anyway, not planned, but we did something a couple of years ago where as you guys know, the One Funnel Away Challenge, we launched that, has it been 2 years now, 2 years ago? We did it, again, same thing, we did the big launch, it went amazing, we had like 5,000 or 6,000 people registered the first time, it was like, this is so cool, we did it, and then I was like, oh, and shift the next thing, went back, you know, and it kind of just started dwindling on the thing, went to the next thing, and then, like, man, that One Funnel Away thing we did, that made us a lot of money, it was really good, people loved it, we should go and do that again, right? You know, it's like, oh crap. So it's like, but how do we do it? So we started going back to do it again. And it's like, ah, this is too hard. So we took one person on our team and said, okay, you're in charge of this. And this is the key. We left someone behind. His name is Shane Larson. I'm like, hey, Shane, you're in charge of One Funnel Away. I want this happening every other week. I want this thing consistent and all these kind of things, you know? And so he took over it and he built a little team. There's a team of people. And like, we left them behind just to keep focusing on One Funnel Away. And now him and his team take it and they work on it every single week. It gets better and gets better and gets better and like fine tune. And for the next year, like OFA just kept getting better throughout time. And now we're at a spot where it happens every other week. It's every 2 weeks it launches. And we get about 2,000, so about 1,000 people a week sign for OFA, which is crazy. That's at $100 spots, $100,000 a week we're making off of OFA. But it does so much more than that. It's the tier of the value ladder. People go through that and they want more and they send up. And so it, not only does it make the money up front, it also keeps people moving. It keeps them in momentum, right? As long as we give them a good experience, they're naturally going to want more value. And so, but the key lesson that I forgot is that we left someone behind. And so I've been looking at ClickFunnels now. We've got these different tiers, right? We've got the bottom tier, which is like the books, which that's like me. Like I just want to be selling books all day because like I spend so much time writing these stupid books, not stupid, these great books. So like that's kind of me, right? I'm there and I should be focusing on like creating ads, buying, you know, doing stuff and like focusing there. So that's kind of like where I want to be left behind. But right now I keep getting pulled from thing to thing as well. So it's like I want to be focusing there. And then we got Shane who's focusing on OFA. And then we got this ClickFunnels $100 level, right? So it's like who's like we need someone there, like we need a team there to in charge of growing it, making it better and things like that. And we never had. And so you guys probably saw about a month ago, we relaunched Funnel Fridays. And the goal of Funnel Fridays was to create a team that's going to be specifically focusing on getting people who are $97 to stick, people who have canceled to re-engage, and to get people who, like just get all those people there. You know, people have pause plans can re-engage. So like everything we can to get people that level excited. So Funnel Fridays has been happening. So each week we pick a funnel type, we give away funnel templates. Like it's been so much fun. And as I've been watching the numbers over the last month we've been doing this, our new trials has dramatically spiked up. People who are canceling, our churn rate has dropped down. So it's like it's doing two things. It's getting people who are not ClickFunnels members, either they used to be, they're not, whatever. It's getting them to reactivate or to create a ClickFunnels account. And then people who might have left in the past aren't leaving now because they're getting funnels and templates and training and this consistent stuff. So now we left someone behind, that thing's working, right? And so now it's just happening. Like every Friday, there's Funnel Fridays and it just happens on autopilot and I don't have to do too much. It's just, there's a team there and it's just going to keep getting better and better and better, which is exciting, right? So like the next tier of the value ladder. So the next tier of the value ladder is FunnelFlix, right? It's ClickFunnels Platinum and you get FunnelFlix. And the same thing, like how do we need to leave someone there. And so we built a little team, the FunnelFlix team. And some of you guys probably saw, we did a 7-day live launch for list building secrets. And the plan is that about once a month, we're gonna do something like this, okay? But it won't be every month, but it'll be, anyway, about 2 months out of the quarter. We did a 7-day live launch. I did list building secrets. You guys probably saw it. I did list building secrets. I went live 6 times over 3 days. And at the end of it, we gave away that course and a 21-day challenge if they were part of ClickFunnels Platinum or FunnelFlix. And from there, we had over 650 or so people that upgraded up to that level. And enter this challenge. And now over the last 21 days, I've been doing 21 delay list building challenge. We have so many success stories, people using funnels to build lists. And it's like, it is insane how successful this little thing has been, but it got 650 plus people to ascend up from $97 to $297. And that's just people that ascended, by the way. That's not counting people who just created an account out of the blue. And we haven't figured out how to track that number. There's so many stats, so many things to track. But 650 people who were at 97, who upgraded to 97, and now there's a team there. So once a month-ish, Again, next month's not happening, the month after will. But once a month, there's a 7-day live launch on a specific topic. We launch it. At the end of it, there's a challenge that goes with it. And to be part of the challenge, to be part of FunnelFlix, it gets people to send up to that thing. And now that's in place. It's happening. It'll be happening every month. Whether I'm there or I'm not, it's in place. Now there's someone who we left behind at that tier of the value ladder. And right now, I'm working on the last tier of the value ladder, which is our higher-end coaching program and stuff like that. We've never had someone left behind there. Like once a year, Funnel Hacking Live, I sell it. And then it just, people come in and then it atrophies over the year. And Funnel Hacking Live happens again. We sell it, builds back up. And it's just kind of been that way. And so I was like, no, we need to build a team that's there to make sure it keeps growing, getting better and better and better and better. And so that's what we're in the middle of right now. And it's been a lot of work, a lot of work. You'll see the execution of it happening at the end of June with our, well, I won't tell you the name of it, but you'll see. There'll be a live event and a bunch of other cool stuff. And it's the execution of how to fill and how to keep that growing and improving throughout time. So when that's done, though, I'm done. Like, there's someone left behind every tier of the value ladder there to focus on making it better and better and better and better. And it takes the pressure off me of like, okay, next thing, launch, next thing, like, oh, I gotta ship here and here, here and back and forth, and it takes the pressure off me where I can just sit there and just talk about the books. Like my perfect world, all I would do is I'd be writing ads for the books, I'd be driving, sending emails for the books, I'd be like that's all I want to be doing. And then from there, everyone gets moved upstream from there. So that's what I'm working towards. Hopefully it'll give me a little bit of a break. I've been working way too hard. But in the last, you know, month and a half, we have built out systems and teams and processes around two tiers of the value ladder and about to launch the third tier. So it's been a lot of heavy lifting to get in place, but two-thirds of it's in place and the last third will be in place within a month from now. And then it's done. I can like take a sigh. So anyway, I'm sharing this with you guys, number one, because it's therapeutic for me to talk about it out loud. And number two, hopefully for some of you guys who are thinking about like, man, I have a value maze and I'm jumping from thing to thing and my customer's confused, everything's confused. It's like, come back and simplify it. Okay, it's simple. Make it as simple as possible. You got funnels that bring people in. After then, where are they going? And then as you look at that, who did you leave behind? What are the teams? What are the people? What are the processes so that that tier doesn't atrophy fast? We want every tier growing. I don't want things atrophying. If they're atrophying, it means they're dying. If they're dying, it means we shouldn't have it. That we need to kill it or we need to put something in place, a team, a person, a process in place so that it grows. If things aren't growing, they're dying. If they're dying, you should cut them and just start over. So anyway, I hope that helps. That's what I'm doing over here. That's where my brain power's been at. And it's exciting. It's interesting. It's hard work to get in place. But when it's done, like I said, OFA, I haven't thought about OFA in over a year. And it just works, right? Funnel Fridays and Funnel Flicks are now kind of moving that same direction. Soon our coaching program or collective, we keep having name changes with it, but that thing will be in place too. So it's exciting. Anyway, I hope that helps somebody out there. Appreciate you guys. If you enjoyed this episode or any episodes of the Marketing Secrets Podcast, please take a little screenshot on your phone, share it on social media, tag me, and tell me your biggest takeaway you got, and tell people to go subscribe to the Marketing Secrets Show. Appreciate you guys. Thanks so much for everything, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye, everybody. Hey, everybody, this is Russell again. And really quick, I wanted to invite you to join arguably the best thing that we've ever put out inside the ClickFunnels community. And it is a challenge we call the One Funnel Away Challenge. You know, everyone in their business, in their life, they're one funnel away from something. Some of you guys are one funnel away from quitting your job. Some of you guys are one funnel away from getting more impact. Some of you guys are a funnel away from growing your company to the next level. And so we created this challenge to help you to create and launch your first or your next funnel. No matter where you are in your business, this challenge is going to help you. It's going to help you understand the strategy, help you understand the tactics, help you understand all the things you need to be successful with your funnel. So what I recommend you do right now is stop everything, pause this audio, go online and go to onefunnelaway.com. That's onefunnelaway.com and join the next challenge. There's a challenge starting in the next few days, so go get started right now. onefunnelaway.com.